Psalm 93, Preface. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ is an everlasting kingdom. Though Satan and the world, tyrants and heretics, rave and rage against him, yet Christ remains king, and his kingdom is continually enlarged. Often have infidels and persecutors prophesied the overthrow of Christ's kingdom, but those false prophets have returned to dust, and the church of Christ is clothed with strength, being crowned with victory after victory. The eternal Word preserves his Word by the Word. Christ sustains the truth of the gospel by the preaching, the hearing, and the reading of his Word. At all times, till to the day of judgment, will he have a flock on earth. Remember it, and forget it not, O daughter of Zion, who art afflicted and tossed with tempest. Isaiah 54, verse 11. Out of the hand of thy king no man shall pluck thee. Against his church the gates of hell shall not prevail. And Christ being for us, neither things present nor things to come can separate us from the love of our God. Ye that love the Lord, praise the Father and the Son together with the Holy Ghost, as does the 93rd Psalm. Praise of Christ and his kingdom. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Summary. This psalm pictures Christ as a triumphant conqueror, establishing his kingdom in all the world and ruling forever. Turbulent floods and many waters rise up against his kingdom. Satan and the powers of hell, tyrants, and the forces of the wicked rage against it, boasting that not a trace of it shall be left. But Christ is girded with strength. His throne is higher than that the waves of the sea could reach it, and the assaults of the enemies only give occasion for new victories to the kingdom of Christ. All this is accomplished by his word. It is the sword and buckler of this hero. By his word, the power of idolatry was broken. By his word is saving knowledge planted among the nations. His word is the church's beauty and armor. The testimonies of the gospel are sure, and it adorns with holiness. Hence, the worship in Christ's kingdom is no more in outward observances as under Moses. It is preaching and hearing the word of salvation, praising and giving of thanks. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thou triumphant victor and glorious King, continue to spread abroad thy kingdom on earth, converting the nations from the power of darkness unto thy light. Preserve thy gospel in its truth and purity to us and our children in all generations. Grant us to worship thee in righteousness and true holiness all our days. And finally, receive us into those glorious mansions which thou hast prepared in the house of thy Father. Amen.